Welcome to this presentation on customer retention strategies. We're pleased to participate today in the Customer Retention Summit on BrightTalk.com. I'm Len Hunsaker, Customer Experience Strategist and Head of Clear Action. We mentor executives in customer experience profitability to explore all your options beyond a single vendor's specialty, helping you understand best practices to jumpstart your success and helping you enroll stakeholders to get return on investment faster. To support Clear Action's customer experience advice, I've written two e-handbooks, Metrics You Can Manage for Success and Customer Experience Improvement Momentum. At clearaction.biz, your 20% discount code is RETENTION. Today's presentation on customer retention strategies aims to inspire you with examples from leading companies and to help you think in new, valuable ways about how you manage customer retention. Why is it hard to retain customers? Of course, there's the ongoing battle with competitors. They might make highly attractive offers to your customers that are hard for them to refuse, and their brand affinity may have strong appeal to your customers. Brand affinity here is positive association built through cause marketing, perceived social status, and so forth. In fact, in many industries, we've actually taught our customers to switch. For example, the brand switching rate, called customer churn, is 40% for the mobile phone industry, compared to a 7% customer churn rate for insurance and investment industries. As growth slows in acquiring new customers, either due to the economy or to shrinking technological gaps with competitors, more companies are pursuing customer retention as a vital corporate strategy. In fact, 89% of firms view customer experience management as very important or critical to their firm's strategy in 2009, according to a study by Forrester Research. Most executives and marketers can quote the well-known universal statistics on customer retention, that a small improvement in the number of customers retained can have exponential improvements in profit. Yet only 39% of companies say their marketing plans contain specific customer retention strategies, and only 28% of companies say they have funds set aside to specifically support their customer retention strategies. Some good advice is to quit training your customers to switch. Get off the churn bandwagon. Let's take a look at a mobile phone company that has pursued a customer retention strategy, whereas its peers in the industry were focused primarily on customer acquisition. The mobile phone company Orange is owned by France Telecom, and it's a great example of departing from industry norms with a unique experiment on customer service as a brand differentiator, somewhat similar to the Saturn brand of General Motors. Orange has pursued a strategy of customer centricity by investing heavily in their agents' knowledge, customer communication, and responsiveness. Customer service agents take a one-month course before interacting with customers, and for their first several weeks interfacing with customers, the work environment has a high ratio of supervisors. This is accompanied by ongoing formal quality assurance with an emphasis on precision monitoring through speech analytics. The speech analytics tool has enabled Orange to identify at-risk customers, and these customers are reached out to within 24 hours. To turn around their sentiment about the brand and migrate them from at-risk status towards satisfied status. 80% of the customers identified as at-risk through the speech analytics tool were not picked up as at-risk through the agents or other methods. The results are 20% improvement in first call resolution, 15% reduction in repeat calls, and 20% increase in satisfaction with customer service. So the lesson here is that customer retention may be best supported by operational integrity. After all, when you think about your personal relationships as well as your business relationships, you tend to stick with the folks that are really good at showing they sincerely care about you and doing what they say they're going to do. It boils down to trust. When you dig down to the reasons why people leave a brand for a competitor's solution, it's not so much about the competitor's offers and brand affinity, but the reasons people switch brands is more about product, service, and value disappointments. Companies make huge investments in communicating value proposition. Logic says a corresponding investment, at least in energy and scrutiny, should be made in making sure their value proposition is lived up to. Trust is the best way to retain customers. A great starting point to improving customer retention is to plan for it. How many of your marketing plans specifically include customer retention strategies? Most of the marketing plans I've seen in practice, as well as in textbooks and handbooks used in the university courses I teach, are focused almost exclusively on customer acquisition. In creating a marketing plan for customer retention, be sure to include the entire customer experience spectrum, which begins at the point when prospects are aware they have a need for a solution, through the point at which they perceive they no longer have that need. In recent times, many people have written about the four P's of the marketing mix, product, price, place, and promotion, as being an outdated view of marketing. They're necessary yet insufficient. Four P's must be accompanied by branding, community, individualization, and interactivity. Traditionally, marketing communications have been more aspirational, depicting how the brand should be perceived. But now, with more transparency, customers' widespread access to others' opinions about the brand, customer retention is improved when the marketing communications are more realistic rather than aspirational, managing customer expectations for what they will realistically experience with the brand. Minimize surprises, which lead to disillusion, engagement, negative buzz, and lost customers. Keep in mind that a customer community by itself is rarely the key to high customer retention rates. Creating a community, whether online or offline, makes sense only when the customers have a high degree of shared interest in information and activities, or when they have a shared interest arising from something they have in common. B2C or B2B customers deal with dozens of brands, and they're not likely to find enough time in the day to participate in a community for each of them. Individualization and interactivity are increasingly important as people nowadays expect two-way conversations with brands. Message timing, frequency, and content enable individualization and interactivity. Let's look at some great examples of involving customers in two-way conversation that improves customer retention rates. Here are some interesting examples of involving customers. To get started, see what's being said about your brand name and keywords associated with your solution. Google Blog Search and Twitter have great search engines to help you follow the conversations underway. Take a look as well at YouTube and other social media. SearchMerge.com is very useful. Two-way conversation on Twitter is best illustrated by Comcast. Frank Eliasson is the director of digital care at Comcast, and his profile includes his personal website and blog. As he sees customer frustrations expressed, he reaches out to them to find solutions, and in the process, many disillusioned customers have migrated to fans not only of Comcast, but to a friendship with Frank. Customer success stories at Microsoft come not only from the formal customer reference program, but also from every salesperson, as they carry inexpensive video cameras wherever they go, and when a customer has something they want to share, it gets captured on the spot. Informal customer stories sometimes add more credibility than formal stories, as shown by Blackbaud, where customers tell their own stories in their own words. And 3PAR has found a way to involve all their customers, whether large or small, in weighing in on marketing claims of the 3PAR value proposition. For details on these examples, see the Customer Reference Knowledge Sharing Network channel on blogtalkradio.com/CRKSN. How many companies walk the talk by assigning an executive sponsor to customer retention? At Symantec, the Vice President of Customer Experience posts the results of their latest feedback from customers, as well as what they're doing to address that feedback. This can be one of the most powerful ways to keep your customers talking to you. Show that you really read and digest their feedback, and show that you have followed their advice in making improvements. By closing the loop with customers, you can reset their perceptions so they don't feel compelled to carry around negative baggage of past experiences. They can reset their perceptions to better meet your current realities of improved policies, business processes, and customer experiences. Symantec takes this a step further with a feedback form on their website, enabling anyone, anytime, to either vent their frustrations or express appreciation for a job well done. The absolute most important aspect of customer retention is culture. Culture is the way things are thought about, talked about, and done. If trust is the basis for any long-term relationship, then a culture of trust is essential to customer retention. Two good examples are Kimpton, a boutique hotel chain, and Cisco Systems. Kimpton has been named the number one place to work in 9 of the 17 cities where it operates. Market Metrics Hospitality Index, or MMHI, has awarded top scores to Kimpton over the past few years. Their scores have exceeded not only their direct competitors, but also brands such as Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis, and the Four Seasons. Kimpton has achieved this because of their strong customer-centric culture of really knowing their customers anticipating customers' needs with great precision, and empowering employees to meet customer expectations. Another good example of customer-centric culture is Cisco Systems. They are proactive about solutions for every stage of the customer's life cycle, and on their basic product web pages, you can readily find contact information for customer service and tech support. Whereas many companies require customers to go through many clicks to get that contact information. Cisco has made a concerted effort to maximize their customer self-service features so that their agents can focus on more high-value assistance from the customer's perspective. Wikis are another great way to involve customers in two-way conversations. Many leading companies, including Hewlett-Packard, Intuit, and Apple, allow customers to post text or video stories, ideas on how to do something, and articles. And some companies are creating more enthusiasm by tying in contests to wikis. Social network sites are gaining popularity for business use. For example, on Facebook, Fox News has 160,000 fans. Articles typically get 1,000 to 2,000 thumbs up votes, sometimes generating 1,000 reader comments. Dell is making use of its Facebook page. According to a study Dell commissioned from measurement firm Visible Technologies, negative sentiment toward the Dell brand has dropped from 48% in 2006 to 23% in 2008. Dell's IdeaStorm community has generated 10,000 customer ideas for fixes that have been viewed 2.5 million times. Calidus Software's community allows customers to learn from other customers, offsetting some of the workload on technical support, and in a few cases, offering solutions that tech support may not have thought of previously. Intel allows its engineers to interface directly with customers, increasing credibility, value, employee sensitivity to customers, and retention. In addition to customer involvement methods, do your marketing tools support customer retention as well as they support customer acquisition? Your customer databases should tap into all phases of the customer experience spectrum. For database use, it's best to segment your customers by lifetime value, create customer experience personas, and develop ways to predict behaviors. Best Buy is a great example of identifying customer personas and training their employees to cater their services to the specific needs and expectations of the customer personas. So we revisit the question, why is it hard to retain customers? It goes back to the basics, doing what you say you'll do, in product, service, and value promises, and really knowing your customers. A recent quote I heard from Peppers and Rogers is that half of companies say they have fair or little knowledge of customers' demographics, behaviors, psychographics, and transactions. 2/3 of companies say they have no processes in place for reactivating dormant or lost customers. As the 2009 Edelman Trust Barometer emphasizes, customers view product and service quality by far as the most important components of trust. Way down on the list are state of the business, innovations, supporting the public good, and commitment to the environment. Since trust is the basis for long, productive relationships, then your customer retention strategy must include oversight on product and service deliverables meeting or exceeding the brand promise featured in your marketing communications. A study by the London School of Economics examined the revenue gains by increasing positive word of mouth and by reducing negative word of mouth. They found that reducing negative buzz pays off 300% over improving positive buzz. To sum up, you can retain customers by locking them into contracts, but a better way is to encourage customers to invest non-transferable equity in your brand. For example, customers might store their photos or contacts on your site. Or they may have social connection perks through your brand that can't be readily transferred to your competitor. This is better because it's the customer that chooses his or her level of involvement and tie-in with your brand. You can retain customers through unique technologies that competitors don't offer, either due to patents or lack of common standards. But a better way is to develop customers' passion for your brand. This is being done by many companies, as seen in the examples of customer involvement shown earlier in this presentation. You can retain customers by resolving problems as they arise, escalating issues for high-value customers, and rewarding heroes who save the day with at-risk customers. But a better way is to prevent customer hassles in the first place, by creating customer experience personas that help your entire workforce really know the customers. using personas to guide business policies and processes, and being proactive in predicting at-risk customers, promptly reaching out to them, sharing your customer feedback summaries and achievements in response to customer feedback, and embracing customer complaints with solid problem resolution that prevents recurrence of customer hassles. The building blocks of customer retention are culture, tools, prevention, and passion. The more customer-centric and trust-building your culture is, the more likely you will be to retain customers at a higher rate than your competitors. The more you include customer retention in every marketing plan and budget, the more likely you are to retain customers. Hand in hand with customer-centric culture is prevention of customer issues, making the customer's reality match or exceed your value proposition. And finally, build passion through customer involvement. Marketing tends to do pretty well in the tools and passion areas, but the culture and prevention areas tend to be neglected, relatively speaking. For more ideas on how to improve effectiveness in culture and prevention areas to maximize customer retention, see these resources: customer.ology.com, clearaction.biz/blog, blogtalkradio.com/customer experience, brighttalk.com/channels/2107/view, and the e-handbook Customer Experience Improvement Momentum at clearaction.biz. Customer retention is smart business. In a study done last year, best-in-class customer experience practitioners were compared to industry average and laggard customer experience practitioners. The year-over-year gain in customer retention was 15% for best-in-class customer experience practitioners, compared to a 1% industry average. Customer satisfaction and profit were markedly higher for best-in-class customer experience practitioners. I'm Lynn Hunsaker, head of Clear Action. Our executive mentoring helps you clearly see what's needed to take immediate action, and our change management tools clear the way for organization-wide action. See clearaction.biz for more information. Recent clients have said, "Clear Action has taught us things that would not readily cross our minds and has increased our efficiency and accuracy in many ways. We highly recommend Clear Action as a business consultant." Clear Action is pleased to offer many tools for customer experience improvement. Subscribe to our webcasts, blogs, and podcasts, and explore the Engagement Motivator Discovery tool. All of Clear Action's works are protected by a Creative Commons license and U.S. copyright law. You're free to share these materials as long as you attribute all of it to Lynn Hunsaker and Clear Action. You may not use this work for commercial purposes, nor alter, transform, or build upon it. Bookmark this presentation for future reference. Tweet it on Twitter, embed it in a blog, and post it on Facebook. Feel free to email this presentation to introduce me to your boss or colleague. And if you'd like to leave a comment, please write on my wall. Follow me, add me to your contacts, and favorite this presentation. I'd like to invite you to follow me on twitter.com/clearaction. Feel free to contact me at lynn.hunsaker@clearaction.biz or toll free at 1-877-CEM-ROI-4 for further discussion on customer retention. Best wishes to you in improving customer retention and your bottom line.